Welcome to another episode of Spock Sports Show, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. It's a look at everything sports here in the Mid-Michigan area. And now, here's your host, Chris Spock.
Welcome on into another edition of Spock Sports Show here on Buck 92, presented by Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take personally. We're going to put a bow on our high school basketball season. So hoping to catch up with some of our Irish players. Girls going all the way to the state quarterfinals. The boys going all the way to the state finals. They're still on spring break today, so lucky them. I'm not going to say much more than that, and I think they all deserve a little break. That was a crazy playoff round with the boys' girls' games every single night for a couple weeks. Woo! Boy, that was so much fun. What's going down on this edition of Spock Sports Show? Kind of running down where all of our local high school teams finish. It's Mount Pleasant, Shepherd, Beale City, Clare, and the aforementioned Sacred Heart Academy. Then in the second half of Spock Sports Show, I've been asked a bunch of times for people to replay the pregame pump-ups that I got for Sacred Heart Academy, so that's what's going down in the second half of Spock Sports Show. You can hear the three from the boys and the one from the girls, kind of relive some of those great playoff moments from the Irish playoff run in March. Start with the Mount Pleasant Oilers boys basketball team. They're finished kind of similar to the way it started. It would go all the way back to December 5th. They fell to Cadillac 53-38. Fast forward to March 1st in the district final. They fell to Cadillac by 15 points again, 50-35. It was a great year for the Oilers in a just loaded Saginaw Valley Conference. They finished 13-11 on the year and a 1,000-point score in Logan Borodichuk. Congratulations to him. Sure, he's going to have a great baseball season. Then moving on, football at Central Michigan University and Easton Day and the crew coming back. Bright future ahead for the Mount Pleasant Oilers boys basketball team. Oilers girls finished pretty much similar record, 13-10 on the year. They actually fell in their district semifinal to Bay City Western 52-42. But if they had won that game, we knew it was going to be really tough in that district final. Midland Dow ultimately bested that aforementioned Bay City Western team 52-22. So a great year for the Mount Pleasant Oilers girls and boys, both falling before they could take home a district championship. Moving on, Beale City girls and boys. Beale City girls finished 9-14 on the year. And listen to these records. These are all in the Highland Conference. All these teams playing against each other. 25-3, 19-6, 19-5, 17-8, 12-11. And then you've got Beale City right back there at 9-14. Just a loaded conference this year. And unfortunately, it was a loaded district as well as they opened up with St. Louis. It was 17-4. In that game, and ultimately fell to them 44-50. But what a great year it was for the Beale City girls and the Beale City boys. Oh boy, they absolutely rolled this year, 20-5 on the year. Their only regular season losses were two games to McBain, one to Sacred Heart, and one questionable one at Leroy Pine River. But boy, they ran into a just juggernaut in the regional semifinal. Fell to Sanford Meridian 62-42. Sanford Meridian ended up losing to McBain the next game. McBain falling in the state, I think it was semifinals or quarterfinal. Actually, it was state semifinals. Now it's Brandywine down at the Breslin. Shepherd boys and girls, as we continue to just kind of roll through things here in the first half of Spock Sports Show, kind of similar to Mount Pleasant. They finished with similar records. The girls 14-10 on the year. The boys finishing 15-10. The girls fell in the district final to Clare 43-31. The Shepherd boys finishing with that 15-10 record. They were able to hoist another district championship as they bested Saginaw Swan Valley 64-58, fell to just a really good Flint Powers Catholic team 67-34 in that regional semifinal. Now moving on to the Clare girls and boys. Clare girls finished 19-6 on the year, end up besting Shepherd for a district championship before falling to Ludington in the regional semifinal 43-34. A similar story for the Clare boys. They finished 16-9 on the year, and they won a district championship, besting Standish Sterling Central 48-46 in overtime. They fell to Ludington in their regional opener 46-25. So Mount Pleasant, Clare, Shepherd, all those teams finishing with very similar records when it concerns the boys and the girls basketball. And that just leaves one team for us left to talk about. And that's the Sacred Heart Academy girls and boys. Start with the Irish girls. 23-4 on the year. Their only regular season loss is two games to St. Charles and one at Breckenridge. They end up splitting the regular season matchups with Breckenridge. Both teams winning by 16 points at home. And then, well, maybe lucky for the Sacred Heart Academy girls to be at home for that regional final. Yeah, they won their districts over Big Rapids Conference Crossroads Academy and McBain NMC, and then blasted Brethren in the regional semifinal to set up the third showdown with Sagrada Academy and Breckenridge, and all was special. Make sure you tune in to the second half of Spock Sports Show. Hear some highlights from that game as the Sacred Heart Academy girls took out Breckenridge 40-27. They battled with Frankfort for four quarters, but ultimately fell to the state semifinalist Frankfort 56-46. And the Sacred Heart Academy boys, a little bit longer run on the girl than the girls. Girls were one game away from going to the Breslin Center. Well, the boys got to the Breslin Center all the way to the state finals. Their final record, 26-3. The most wins for any boys basketball team in the over 100 years at Sacred Heart Academy. And what's crazy, you think about it, they got one Division I loss. They played Cadillac in the regular season. Fell to them. Their other two losses on the season are to Wyoming Triunity Christian. Second game of the year, they fell to them 71-41. And in the state final, it was 79-59. I think Triunity might have won any state championship that day. They shot 60% from the field. Talking with Jeff Kimmerly, John Ross, that could be an all-time state record in a boys' state final game as a team shooting 60% from the field. So that's where all of our teams finished. A lot of district champions, a couple regional champions with the Sacred Heart Academy girls and boys, and one state finalist with the Sacred Heart Academy boys. What a year of high school hoops it was. One last thing to do before we head to the second half of Spock Sports Show and tune in to our pregame pump-ups from our great playoff run from the Irish MVPs of the season. You know, last year we did Spock starting five. It'd be pretty tough for me to pick five this year. We had a great balance of coverage. So I'm picking an MVP. And if you listen to my playoff run, I don't want to say it's obvious who I've got to pick, but there's two names that I just called out so much that I can't really deny it. Grady Perratt, the junior from Sacred Academy, his offensive and defensive run in particular, the regional semifinal, the regional semifinal, you know, it's tough to talk about how easy it is to shut down a score, but somebody who has scored 1,600 points in their career, think if that's 80 games, you play 20 games a year, that's 20 points per game, even as a freshman. And so what a performance from him to shut down MJ Yeager in that ball game, and the playoff performances continued, and in the state semifinal, just absolutely shutting down Ethan Essie from Allen Park, Inner City Baptist, who've been averaging 20 points per game on the playoff run, did all this while averaging right around 15, 18 points a game himself. And Karis DeWilliger, for me to pick an MVP as a freshman, it's got to be something special, but 20 points per game going all the way to the state quarterfinals, that is pretty darn special. And Scott Nelson, better watch out. Her record of career points could be in trouble with Miss Karis DeWilliger being around for a few more years. So my MVPs of the season, both from Sacred Heart Academy with those deep playoff runs, Grady Perratt, Karis DeWilliger. We're going to take a break here on Spock Sports Show. When we come back, we're playing all those playoff pump-ups for you. If you're a Sacred Heart fan, you're going to love this. And even if you're not a Sacred Heart fan, tune in. I imagine you're going to go want to hit the court after you hear some of these. Spock Sports Show presented by Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take personally. Back with more right after this.
If you've got legal questions and you don't know what to do, my attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
Hi, this is Joe Barbary. Here's a motor vehicle accident tip. If you've been injured in an auto accident, you don't have to go to Detroit to get the best legal team to represent you. Myself and my staff have been doing auto accidents in the Central Michigan area for over 30 years. Most people I know don't want to drive 150 miles to meet with somebody that they've never met before. If you retain us at Barbary Law, you'll meet with an attorney face-to-face, and you'll be minutes away from doing so. So keep that in mind. If you're injured, or God forbid, a loved one is injured or killed in a motor vehicle accident, contact Barbary Law and we'll take care of you.
My attorney is Joe Barbary. He can be yours too.
We now return you to Chris Spockman and the Spock Sports Show from the Barbary Law Firm's Mobile Sports Studio right here on Buck 92.
Welcome back to Spock Sports Show. I'm Buck 92 every Monday, 7 p.m. and podcasting wherever you get your podcasts. Just look up Spock's Sports Show. All right, talk about where all of our teams finished. Now we're going to kind of re-celebrate the Irish playoff run for the boys and girls by playing my pregame pump-ups. I've had some parents, some coaches, some players reach out to me to hear these again, kind of put them all in one spot. So that's what I'm doing here with the second half of Spock Sports Show. And we're going to start with the Sacred Heart Academy girls. This is what played right before their state quarterfinal game versus Frankfort, playing some highlights from that huge playoff win versus Breckenridge. And you know your boy has a whole lot of cheese at the beginning as well. Irish girls basketball started in 1968, 5 years before they even hosted girls basketball championships. First 30 years were great. But since 1998, the Irish Girls Hoops program may be the best in the state. Since 1998, they have 20 conference championships, 17 district championships, 11 regional championships, 3 state appearances, and 1 state title. Since 1998, the Irish Girls Hoops program is 488-125. The names ring out just like the boys program. Noyles, Hanson, Ruggles, Scully, Gamble, Nelson. And with a 23-3 record, back-to-back district championships, these Irish girls are now adding their names to the Sacred Heart Academy Girls Basketball Elite after besting Breckenridge in the regional final after the two teams split regular season meetings in one of the craziest girls basketball environments ever.
Hauk now has it. Back to Twiller. She wants the deep three. It's good! What a shot from the freshman! Says zone what? Step out here and guard me as she reins in the WNBA rings three-pointer for the Irish girls, and it's now 12-9, 6-10 left to go, second quarter. Goward's able to go coast to coast on the lay-in at the end of the half. It is 17-14, the Irish girls with a three-point lead. Rebound tip to Liscombe, back to Howe, free throw jumper, this one is good. Wild pass from Goward, Lynch takes that away. Basket's good, and the foul for Chelsea Lynch. Goward again can't shake and bake Liscombe. Kay Liscombe's defensive performance on this night. Woo! As the Irish defense just continues to be stout throughout this girls' playoff run. They have given up 18, 21, and 25 in their 3 playoff wins. Hauk races across the half-court line to beat the 10-second count. Gets it off to Chelsea Lynch. Now to Terwilliger. Terwilliger through the defense. Lays it in on the right side. Irish girls basketball up 11. 5-10 left to go. Fourth quarter. Ball goes down low to Lynch. Extra pass over to the wide open Savannah Jones. And she lays it in. The Irish girls go up 13. 5 minutes away from a regional title. What a play. Terwilliger gets it into Lynch. The give and go. Terwilliger and Lynch saw it all the way. Nobody else did as they now go up 15. Could be one win away from the Breslin Center if they hold on, but here comes full court pressure from the Husky girls. Up ahead to Hauk. Now to McDonald. McDonald lays it in as they break the pressure very easily. They work it around the perimeter. You can hear the fans roar from Sacred Heart Academy. 10 seconds left. That will do it. 40-27, the Irish girls. Regional champions a week after the boys wrap up the regional championship. They go gangbusters on the sideline.
Now just one win separates these Sacred Heart Academy girls from the hallowed ground of the Breslin Center and the Irish girls' fourth state appearance since 1998. A chance to win their second state championship for Sacred Heart Academy. What a game that was. 52-42 ended up being the final. Sacred Heart Academy falling to Frankfort. Now let's move on to the boys' pregame pump-ups. Here is the first one from the regional final game before they played Muskegon Heights Academy after their huge win, the amazing second half for Saginaw Novell Catholic. If you know high school hoops in Michigan, you know Sacred Heart Academy Irish basketball. Names like Simons, Myler, Tyson, Hackett, Nelson, Gunner, Preetam, Wentworth have helped build one of the best hoops programs in the state. The Irish tradition has brought win after win and title after title to downtown Mount Pleasant. And now, there's more names to add to that Irish basketball lore, as this Sacred Heart Academy team is now back-to-back district champions. They have won 40 games in the last 2 years. They are 23-2, finishing conference play undefeated, rolling Coleman and Bay City All Saints in districts, and bested Saginaw Novell in a showdown of top-ranked teams in the regional semifinal.
Cherry into the front court, into the lane, fadeaway is good. Cherry with a left-handed dribble at the top of the key, drops it off to Halliday. Halliday looks to put it up, gets it to go off the glass. The Irish with a 6-point lead, and this could be the absolute biggest lead of the ball game. 5:15 left in our third quarter. Back to Perrette. He thought about the three at the top of the key. Aya Murray guarding him. Drives by him off to Halliday down low. Halliday spins. Gets it to go off the glass. Bogue with the drive out to Zion for the catch and shoot three. Nothing but net for the sophomore. Zion has 13 on the night and the Irish go up 8, 45-37 with 1:42 left to go in the third quarter. Perrette catches it on the break. Turns, spins. The fadeaway's good. Grady Perrette now with 9 and is back to a 10-point game. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Zion's going to make them come out and guard him. He does so, now spins around his screen, kicks it down low to Bogues. Bogues' layup is good! And Noah Zion putting on a one heck of a performance. He's got 13 points. He's got 5 or 6 assists as well. Durant has it. Gets a screen, goes around it, steps into the three. This would be huge. It's good! Barrett, now it's 12 on the night. His defensive and offensive performance, an all-time game right now. The Irish getting it done right now. This game was so close in the first half. 11-12 lead changes, 8-9 ties. In the second half, it's been all Irish. Taylor gets the inbounds pass. He's going to be double-teamed. Drops it back to Brody Cherry. Up ahead to Halliday. Halliday wide open lay-in. 22 now on the night for the senior. And the Irish continue to break the press like a hot knife through butter. 66-49. Now up top to Ryan Wiggins. 8 seconds left to go. 5 seconds left to go. The Irish lead it. 66-51. And Wiggins is going to dribble it out. The Irish win it big. 66-51. They dominate the second half. They move on to the regional final Thursday night.
As the Irish playoff run continues, games get bigger. The moments are brighter. That blurry vision that started long, long ago in November is becoming clearer and clearer, and you can now see the light at the end of the tunnel, the light that is the hallowed ground of the Breslin Center, as it is now just 2 wins, 64 minutes to have a chance to play in the state semifinals, and a chance to win Sacred Heart Academy its first boys high school basketball state championship since 1975. So it was a big win for the boys in the regional final. It wasn't a whole lot of drama, so we didn't make anything for the state quarterfinal. But after their state quarterfinal win versus Maple City Glenlink, we had some more highlights. And so here is the pregame pump-up before the state semifinals when the Irish boys took on Allen Park Inner City Baptist. Doesn't just happen. It starts as just a dream. Playing in the driveway, getting siblings, friends, parents, and even when a season starts. 25-2? Really? It takes so much sacrifice, and at a small school, it takes basketball players, baseball players, football players, disc golfers. But when 25-2 happens, oh boy, is it something special. Something that no one will ever forget. These Irish boys are now 25-2. They have won every playoff game by double digits, blasting all district and regional opponents. And then Tuesday, it was a classic for the ages as Sacred Heart Academy outlasted a two-time champion Maple City Glenlake team.
Brody Cherry's got a catch and shoot for three from Zion. It's good! Cundiff has it. It's knocked away by Cherry into the hands of Brett. Brett speeding ahead. Scoop layup is good! 10 seconds left, second quarter. Zion going around the screen, into lane. Out to Taylor, catch and shoot on the three. Money for the senior! Money for the senior to beat the halftime buzzer. Now they get it down on the block to Plamondon. Staying straight up is Aiden Halliday, hand in the face. Plamondon still gets it to go. 6-point game, 48-42. 7 minutes left, fourth quarter here in our state quarterfinals. Buffalini for three. It's good. Huge shot for Cooper Buffalini. He now leads all scorers with 16, and it's a 3-point game, and Glenlake has all the momentum right now. It's the starting five for the Irish boys. Zion, Brett, Cherry, Bo, Halliday. 48-45, 5 minutes left. Chance to go to the state semis at the Breslin Center on the line. Knocked away, Zion into the front court. Looks to beat everybody for the lay-in, and he will. Now they get it back to Noah Zion. Again, if you're the Irish, you can run all the clock you want to. Perrette wants the three, though. And it goes in! The bank is open! It might be 7:57 on a Tuesday, but it doesn't matter for Grady Perrette as he cashes in the three. The Irish are up 7, 1 minute left. Trip to the state semis at the Breslin on the line. Perrette takes it away from Buffalini. I cannot believe the defense of Grady Perrette. Zion stepping up to the charity stripe. First free throw is up and good. And it's 62-51, the Irish with the lead. 31 seconds left to go into the fourth quarter. Zion, second free throw, also in for the scintillating sophomore. 19 now on the night, 12-point lead. Zion grabs the rebound for the Irish. And that will do it! Zion into the front court, 63-51. the Irish, heading to the Breslin on Thursday night.
The Irish boys have achieved every accolade possible. Conference, district, regional champions, now state finalists. There is only one more box to check. There is only one more trophy to win. The Irish boys are 32 minutes away from giving themselves the ultimate shot at the ultimate prize, the high school basketball state championship for Sacred Heart Academy.
If you didn't think it could get any better than that, here is the pump-up before the state final game. This is the highlights from their huge win versus Allen Park Inner City Baptist. What a show they put on in that state semifinal game defensively. That's how many years Irish Boys Hoops has been around. 1,262 is how many wins the historic program has. It's one of the oldest and arguably one of the greatest small school hoops programs in the state. You know the names. You know all the conference, district, regional, and the two state titles. In all those years, no team has won more games than this year's Irish squad. They are now 26-2, and the playoffs haven't been close. They've dominated all playoff competition on the offensive and defensive end. And they've added to the trophies too, winning a conference, district, and regional championship. And they are now state title finalists after crushing Allen Park Inner City Baptist.
Cherry, he wants the top of the key three. It's good! Brody Cherry cashes in the first basket of the game for the Irish boys. Loose ball, Zion uses his speed to beat everybody to it and to lay it in. But it's all going the Irish way right now in the third quarter. 8-0 run on their hands to start this third. It was 22-16. It's now 30-16. Block from Bogue. Essie looks to take it to the lane, and Bogue swats it out of there. Comes up with a basketball as well. Drops it off to Zion. 14-point lead for the Irish. They have all the momentum. 5-11 left in the third quarter. Bogue clears the rebound. Ahead to Grady Perrette. Shake and bakes around a defender. Kicks it in the corner to Cherry. He drives, kicks it out to a cutting Jason Bogue. Layup is good! The Irish continue to roll. Looks to go baseline to Bogue. Bogue, extra pass to Perrette. He steps into the triple try. Good for Grady Perrette! And the lead balloons back to 16. Cherry knocks it away. Bogue comes up with a steal. The Irish defense is relentless. Allen Park Inner City running around everywhere right now, trying to do everything they can. Up and under, layup from Zion is good. Sophomore now with 14. 42-27. Essie has it. Knocked away by Perrette again. Zion has it. Up ahead to Grady Perrette. Looks to finish the lay-in against the defense, and it's good. Deep three is no good. Rebound is gathered by Grady Perrette. We are now under 3 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. The Irish boys lead it by 17, 47-30 here in the state semifinals. Goes into the hands of the freshman, Jackson Dawson. He wants the three. No good. Luke Hacker comes up with a rebound. Races into the front court to Brady Davis. He lays it in. 51-30, the Irish with the lead. Hacker will bring it across the half court line, and that will do it. Tell the Irish bench you need to calm down a little bit, but how can you blame them? The Irish boys heading to the state finals Saturday morning back here at the Breslin.
It was December 5th of last year when these Irish boys fell to Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. Now they have a shot at revenge. I think you have to go back even farther to know what really got this Irish boys team here.
But what about you, Grady, first basketball memory?
Definitely, I don't know, just growing up with the group of guys that we've had for the past forever, really, since grade school. So probably the little Alma tournament we won when we were in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
All right. All the years of playing together, a lifetime of dreaming, every shot you've taken, every sprint ran, every rebound, block, steal, has led to one game, four quarters, 32 minutes to make those dreams a reality. For you, your team, your family, and for the first high school boys basketball state championship for Sacred Heart Academy since 1975.
Oh,
Oh, what a playoff run. Just hearing those just kind of has me all jacked up and ready to go shoot some hoops myself, maybe pop out an ankle or a knee again. But when Grady Pratt had said that a few weeks ago, I remember thinking in my mind that I'm banking that right there, and I hoped and prayed and, you know, wished that that was something that I was going to be able to use. And, oh boy, was I able to use it before that state final game. What a playoff run from the boys and girls. I think that was the best way to relive it than have me kind of talk through the scores and what you not once again. And so thanks for joining me on another edition of Spock Sports Show. Next couple weeks, we got some different things coming up. I might try and catch up with Coach Cam Gatrill once again after I get back from vacation next week. See if he can get me a sit down with Mr. Roy Johnston to talk about his fabulous 50 years at Beaverton and much more. And then high school baseball, softball is starting this week. Your boy's going to be on top of all that action as well. Beale City, Sacred Heart, boys and girls, baseball, softball can be some of the top ranked teams in the state all year long. We'll also be hoping to catch up with Claire, Shepherd, Mount Pleasant as well. It's baseball and softball season gets rolling towards the playoffs and our coverage at the end of May. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of Spock Sports Show presented by Barbary Law Firm. Every case they take personally. Be back with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Spock Sports Show with Chris Spockman, sponsored locally through Barbary Law Firm. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, affiliates, and My104.3 or Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to MyMichiganPodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.